This is a weekend edition of Bigger Pockets Daily. I'm your host, Tyler. This is the show where we read you a real estate article every day, 365 days a year. Because you can't read the Bigger Pockets blog when you're brushing your teeth or doing the books. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break.
You're trying to close on your next rental, so why is your insurance company dragging its feet? With long lead times and never-ending paper forms, it's no wonder it takes forever to finally get a policy. Modern investors deserve better. They deserve Steadily.com. At Steadily.com, you'll get fast, affordable landlord insurance available online 24/7 in just a few clicks. You can even get next-day coverage, which takes just minutes, by the way, to obtain. And you can do it all from your phone. Steadily was founded by landlords who created insurance products tailored to the unique needs of this industry. It's their sole focus, and that's why landlords nationwide consistently rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars. So whether you've got a single family, short-term, or multifamily portfolio, Steadily.com can secure the best coverage at the best price to protect your properties. Discover how Steadily can save you both time and money on your rental property insurance. Visit Steadily.com for a commitment-free quote tailored to your needs today. This show is sponsored by Airbnb. Did you know that a long time ago, before I ever started my real estate business, I turned one of my first primary residences into an Airbnb? And that's the extra income that I needed from Airbnb that gave me the confidence to go out and work for myself and eventually quit my 9-to-5 job. And now I have dozens of Airbnbs all over the country. I've even partnered up with the old David Green on a recent property in Scottsdale to take our portfolio to the next level. And of course, we host it on Airbnb. But you don't need to be a full-time real estate investor to start on Airbnb. As a matter of fact, I was self-managing 10 properties while working my 9-to-5 job, so I know anybody can do it. Think about it this way. You're looking for extra income and going on a vacation. Wouldn't it be great to rent out your space and let your property pay for itself while you're gone? I did this one time. I pitched my wife and my roommate, because we were house hacking, on the idea of renting out our home, and it paid for all of our expenses on a trip to Mexico City. So go and give it a try. It might just change your life, just like it did mine. And I really do mean that. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Investing in Houston. Don't go it alone in the Lone Star State. By Jody Gauthier. When it comes to investors in Houston, agent Jody Gauthier thinks the catchphrase, "Everything's bigger in Texas," can also be applied to their real estate portfolios. Bigger appreciation gains, bigger returns, and bigger rental income. But the climate is hot in Houston, in more ways than one. An influx of buyers in the area means that working with a knowledgeable, top-earning local agent is more important than ever. With over 2 decades of experience and investor-focused expertise, Gauthier has the know-how to close deals as competition rises. Here, she shares some of the ins and outs of investing in Houston in her own words. Real estate background. I've been an active agent for almost 22 years. I started my real estate career in San Diego, California in 2000, but quickly made my way back to Texas. I've been in my current market since 2005. What makes the Houston real estate market unique? I think Houston's real estate market is unique in its resilience. As a community, we not only withstood the global pandemic, we thrived in it. Home sales were at an all-time high, with over 100,000 homes sold in 2020. We have overcome numerous adverse weather conditions over the past year and still have record number of newcomers relocating to our great state in droves. What kind of numbers can investors expect in Houston? The Houston rental market is holding strong. Average rents have increased over the past year to around $1.25 per square foot. Supply is growing, with over 4,000 permits issued last month. Low occupancy rates and high demand make Houston a prime area to invest. How competitive is your market right now? The Houston housing market is extremely competitive at the moment. In fact, I've never experienced anything quite like this. Properties are receiving multiple offers within hours of being listed. In many instances, buyers will make an offer without personally viewing the property. They're also waiving appraisals and option inspection periods. What kind of rental demand are you experiencing in your market currently? Rental demand is high in our market. Inventory is low. The average rent for single-family homes jumped 11% to $1,960, while the average rent for townhomes and condominiums rose 8% to $1,688. Which Houston neighborhoods are you most excited about? Houston has so many neat, eclectic parts of the city that are up and coming. Edow, East Downtown, Garden Oaks, and Rise Museum District all experienced double-digit appreciation rates over the past year. I'm also really excited about the new boardwalk project in West Houston, Katy, that recently broke ground. What type of investment properties do you think investors should consider? With many people working from home these days, I think that short-term rentals, rural properties, and co-working mixed-use office spaces are all good niches to keep your eye on in the upcoming years. Which strategies are having the most success in your market? The Burr method seems to be a solid acquisition strategy in our local housing market. With appreciation rates climbing, it doesn't take much to capitalize on a little instant equity. If you're willing to put in the sweat equity, you can expect to see very favorable results given our current market conditions. What do most homeowners in Houston do for work? The predominant professions in Houston are oil and gas, along with medical and healthcare. Memorial Hermann Health Systems employs over 26,000 people in our local market. Shell, Schlumberger, ExxonMobil, and Halliburton all have multiple locations throughout our region. Are there any industries moving into or out of the area? There's been quite a bit of news lately about major companies moving to Texas. Low housing costs, lower tax rates, and fewer regulations are all driving factors in the wave of companies now calling Texas home. HP recently decided to relocate their home base from San Jose, California, to Houston. The Woodlands campus is set to open in early 2022. Large wholesale manufacturing corporations, Rooms to Go, Goya, and distribution centers like Amazon and FedEx are moving in west of town due to the ease of transport down our ever-expanding Interstate 10. What do you personally love about Houston? Houston's vibrant, hustling culture is due in large part to its diversity. In Houston alone, 145 languages are spoken, and the state as a whole is the second most diverse state in the nation. I love the richness and inclusion this diversity brings to our wonderful state. I think our culture really appeals to all those choosing to move here, and it's a huge factor in our strong real estate market. What kind of post-closing professional network do you offer for your clients? We are a one-stop shop when it comes to all of your real estate investing needs. My team offers staging, property management, and in-house design and remodeling services, voted number one remodeling company by the Katy Times 2 years in a row. As active investors ourselves, we have made long-lasting connections with some of the industry's top leaders in our local market. From investor-friendly title reps to lenders offering a multitude of loan products, we can help investors make the connections that will grow their portfolio. There you have it. You can find a link to that article in the show description. Sometimes the discussions in the comments section are just as insightful as the article itself. Enjoy the rest of the weekend, and don't worry, we've got more shows in the pipeline to get you in the right state of mind going into this next week.